We got a full studio to start it off. Mr. Chris Brunson, Lincoln County Commissioner. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tanner. How are you?
I'm good. Did you have a good 4th?
Oh, an amazing 4th of July, Independence Day. Yeah. Favorite holiday of the year. So, you know, no complaints. It was, and luckily, you know, everybody that I've talked to, it was a safe holiday too.
Good, so. Good. And we got a little ice shower at like 11:30 that just kind of put everything to bed.
Yes. We did our, this year, because of the rain forecast, we weren't sure what was going to happen. So we did our big celebration on the 3rd. We always go out to the lake and celebrate with close friends and family out there, and just had a very enjoyable time watching the fireworks all around.
I tell you what, we were facing the lake, and we were about halfway to the lake is where we were last night. And man, there were some nice displays out
yes,
there.
Yes, there were. Yes,
there's
there
some
were.
Money in the air.
I can't imagine the amount of money that got burned up.
We kept looking at those going, those are a little different than the ones we have. And those ones go a little higher. They're a little bigger. They're a little louder. Yeah, they're pretty cool. But celebrating America here. And of course, Lake County Commissioners met on Monday. Since we were off yesterday, we'll recap that today. And you brought some guests in this morning.
Yeah, I have my good friend and colleague, Commissioner Joe Hughley, and our Lincoln County Highway Road Superintendent Jason Scholes with us.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good. Doing good.
Very good. Very good. Did you have a good 4th?
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Nice to take in the displays around town. And yeah.
Lucky enough to have a place on the lake and watch the fireworks and participate. And I think this was maybe one of the best years ever. And also looking down on town. From the hill, it was incredible.
Beautiful.
Down in the valley. Beautiful.
It is always fun coming back into town. We're again about halfway to the lake, and so driving back in when it's all said. That being said, and then the rain came in, and it's that made sure it was done by midnight.
Yeah,
because you weren't going to get too many lit off once that rain. That was perfect timing. Yeah. I couldn't have asked for anything better.
Yeah.
Let's talk Lincoln County Commissioners. You guys had an agenda on our meeting on Monday, and a Sutherland project, right?
Yes, the Sutherland North River Bridge project. It was, you know, it was an historic meeting. We've had a few of those over the past couple years, but this one was a big one. One that. I'm extremely excited about. I know Commissioner Hughley is extremely excited about this project, but we accepted and authorized the chairman to sign an agreement with an engineering firm that we've been working with over the past several years on this particular project. It's a multi-decades project. The county board started talking about replacing this bridge back in the late 80s, I believe. Is that correct, Joe?
Yeah, I think it was around 86 or 87 we actually took and put it on the 1 and 6 year road program back then. And it was, I think we hired Stan Johnson with Miller Associates in, I believe, 97, 96, to do a study and get the ball rolling back at that time. We actually did that knowing that we were able to leverage some federal and state funds, because that's something that the county just didn't have that kind of money. So, yeah, it's interesting. I went back. I wrote some notes on an old auction list that I had from the sheriff's in-laws sale this last weekend.
I was wondering what you brought that in for.
That's what it is. I had some old stuff written down. I've been on the board forever. I just missed. This thing was originally built in 1915 for $36,345, and unfortunately, I wasn't born until 16, so I missed that. But that's about how long I've been around. So, but. Yeah, there were a group of people that from the area up there. It was the Birdwood District, and they actually started the drive for a bond issue back in 14. And through the help of the county, they were able to leverage some state funds. And I remember talking to some of the old timers. I know that back in 1912, there was an old timber bridge there, and the timbers were starting to rot and actually, you know, fall through. So it was something that they just had to tackle. They just couldn't wait any longer. So they had this state start doing some design work for them. The state engineer at that time came up with two designs. One that had the current bridge was built on 14 50-foot concrete
Arches.
Arches, you're right. And that was a hard decision until they looked at longevity and cost and stuff. The other design they had, I think it was 23 shorter girders around 33 to 35 feet. So it was neat. And that's the bridge we see now. We, in the 90s, were able to leverage some federal dollars, get that on the program, and, you know, thought that was going to happen a couple times. The last time was about 6 or 8 years ago when we had the flooding down East Chris. That sound right? And we were number one on the list. They pulled all of those funds and took them to the east part of the state to replace bridges that had been washed out, which is rightfully so, because, I mean, that's where that money should have went. So, long time coming. I know some people on the north side of the river there, Sutherland farmers and ranchers, are going to be pretty doggone excited.
Oh, they
that
are.
News.
They are.
Yeah. Very
so
good.
I've had a lot of phone calls and conversations with them once we got the word from Jason that the state is giving the thumbs up for us to go ahead and start accepting bids. And that's actually the other aspect of what we did on Monday, is not only did we sign the agreement with the engineering firm, but we set a date for August 21st, I believe, to accept bids for construction of the new bridge. And so just really exciting. I did some research. This is one of two. There were five bridges like this constructed in the state, and they were one of a kind. They were revolutionary as far as their construction. And there's only two that are remaining, ours and then one Crawford area, I believe. I'm not 100% on that. But, you know, this bridge, it's in disrepair. It's basically a single-lane bridge. It's starting to look like Swiss cheese. There's a very, very low weight threshold that it can sustain compared to the equipment and the trucking that we have these days, and really what's needed to run an operation, particularly up in that area, the Sand Hills. And so it's well past due.
Very good.
For us to move forward on this project. I'm really excited about it.
You know, one other person I need to mention, and I would be remiss if I didn't, that's Jim Hawks, who was our highway superintendent when this first came about. And I remember talking to Jim. The state came out probably in 94, I'm guessing, and sent divers out to check the condition of the scouring around the piles, which there was a lot of scouring, but those wood piles were cedar piles, and surprisingly still in pretty good shape. And so, you know, you stop and think about a cedar pile being over 100 years old and down there. That the other thing I need to mention, Chris, I think, is that I'm guessing it's still this way. Jason, you might be able to touch on this. We built this, the new bridge, downstream by about 750 feet. Because it's a little bit shorter span, we go upstream. There's a big curve in the river. Mm-hmm. I think that added about, you know, 750, 800 foot of bridge costs. So they will be able to use that, I think, existing bridge while this is being constructed, I hope. Or are they? Because at one time that was the plan, and to keep that in place during construction. Now that may have changed, because I have not been involved with that for many years, guys.
You know, this thing has changed so much over the years. I'm going to let Jason speak to that.
Yeah, and actually some of the final documents I haven't seen myself yet from the engineer. But the new alignment is different than the old alignment. So it does shift to the east. They will be able to utilize that old bridge for some of that construction work for a little while anyway, until it becomes a problem for them.
Yeah, and I think that we're hopefully, and I don't know if this still works, would allow them to have a shoe fly around there, that, you know, so we didn't just shut that traffic down totally. But again, I haven't been involved with this for a number of years, so we're just excited it's to this point, aren't we?
Yes. Awesome. Talking with the folks here from Lincoln County Commissioners here. Well, Chris, what else was on your agenda on Monday?
So another piece of work that Joe and I have been working on with Jason, actually. So it's kind of serendipitous that both of these guys are here in the studio with me. We brought forward to the board to consider is our right-of-way use permit. We've had this use permit in place for couple decades now, much like the bridge. And with that permit, there was outdated language in it, just a flat $25 fee. And things have changed in the world,
yeah,
just slightly over the decades. And we wanted to make sure that the language was correct, that the county was protected. We have a lot more infrastructure getting put in place. We're seeing a lot more broadband expansion. There's hundreds of millions of dollars flowing into the state to do that. We have, you know, power lines being put in place. There's a lot more demand for different organizations, different companies utilizing county right of way. And so we felt it was time to give that a revamp, make sure that the taxpayers were front of mind and were protected. And so we did a complete review of that entire process, and with the help of Jason, making sure that we're including pre-inspection and post-inspection, and just making sure that all the requirements are up to snuff, we crafted something that I think is worthwhile. We did see some rate increases with that particular permit, but I think that they're commensurate with the amount of work and time and energy that goes into reviewing that. So,
and you know, when you look at that overall cost project and what those things are, it's almost nothing. I mean, it's very, very minor.
I mean, our last permit, it was a $25 flat fee, and you'd have people come in and they'd stretch miles and miles of cable and county right-of-way, and there really wasn't a whole lot of language in there to, you know, require them to put it back to original state and make sure that the seeding of the right-of-way was done and prevent washouts onto ranchers and farmers, ag land. And so we shored all that up. And so that was a piece of conversation that we had on Monday as well. So
very good. Very good. Lincoln County Commissioners, you guys got it done on Monday, even though it was a holiday week.
It was a long meeting.
You didn't mess around, did you?
I mean, we had a lot of administrative things, and the bridge was a big aspect of that, one that I'm really excited about. But you know, this time of year, it's a busy year for commissioners. We have all the property valuation protests going on.
Right. And I know Jerry was talking about that last week. That's just kind of a week by week, you grind through them.
Exactly, exactly. I think we rounded out. I think we're going to be right around 400 and maybe close to 500 property valuation protests that'll come before us, and we'll adjudicate and make sure that, you know, those valuations are fair and equalized with like-kind property across the board here in Lincoln County, and fulfilling our state statute mandates. Because we have very specific criteria that we have to adhere to by state law. And we take that very seriously in making sure that we're being fair to the taxpayers.
And I think the other part is, you know, just the education piece. Mm-hmm. I think the assessor, Julie Stinger, did an excellent job with some newspaper articles and that helped try to explain that a little bit. But you know, when people come in, it is a process that, unless you really understand it, it's hard to wrap your hands around the tax, the equalization, the levy, all of those things that go hand in hand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Lincoln County Commissioners, anything else from the meeting Monday to recap?
No, I think just pleased that we had a good meeting. You know, we're working hard, and people can tune in and watch that meeting on our county website, lincolncountyne.gov. There, all of our meetings are live streamed, and you can go back and watch the archive footage at your leisure. And I hope that everybody had a great Independence holiday.
Absolutely.
Amen to that.
Meet again on Monday this next week, correct?
I think we have a meeting for the Board of Equalization on Friday.
Oh, very good. So double time this week.
It's, like I said, busy time.
Let's go. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for coming in this morning. Always good to talk to you all.
Thanks, Tanner.
Thank you.